Gentlemen, that concludes our public hearings. On to other business. We have three items of other business this evening. The first one being Agricultural Preservation District discussion.
This one I can take. Lawrence brought it to my attention. On agricultural preservation districts, you all may recall that in the past, they have been included on the commission's agenda as public hearings, and they're advertised as public hearings in the newspaper, and the notifications go out, and we have the public hearings. And historically, nobody appears, including often the applicant. And by a little bit of background, under the ag preservation statutes, because they're governed by statutes, the commission and one of two other parties had to act in favor of an ag preservation district application for it to be approved. So that you had to get two out of three, the Agricultural Preservation Foundation, another board, and then the Planning and Zoning Commission. If you get two out of three approvals, you were good to go with your ag preservation district. It doesn't say in the statute that you need to have a formal public hearing. And so what was happening is we were incurring a lot of cost at the county for, you know, not any real participation that was resulting, and it's not required. Kind of going back through the code a little bit, the only thing I can surmise is that somebody decided that we needed to have the public hearing because an ag preservation district can have an effect on neighboring properties. If you're next to an ag preservation district, you got to put in the ag preservation notice, which you have to do anyway if you're next to active farmland, so that's not really anything new. The other thing is if you're within 50 feet of one, your boundary is, you got to have a 50-foot setback from the boundary of the ag preservation district.
For something to be occupied as a dwelling.
As a dwelling, right. And so maybe that was the reason, because it did have an impact on adjacent properties. They said, well, let's give it a hearing to see if anybody wants to comment. I will say on that that, you know, is probably not all that great of an imposition, because you've got now the 20-foot buffer, and you've got at least a 20-foot setback requirement on any lot that you'd have, you know, so it's not that significant. Anyway, the long and the short of it, Lawrence and I talked about, do we need to have a hearing, or can we just have these under other business, you know, where they come up just like these lots on 50-foot easements or final site plans or whatever.
I think it's been a fairly consistent feeling among the commission over the years that it would be much more efficient to do them as other business. You know, we don't charge the applicant for anything, yet we have the expense of advertising and so on, and it would save time and money for everyone, I think, if we could just handle them as a...
And time for the applicant, too.
Yeah, for everyone.
One point that I picked up on was that there's the commission, then there's the Ag Preservation Foundation, and then the farm group, that's another committee.
Right.
The farm group doesn't have a public hearing. They make a decision amongst themselves in a meeting. I mean, I don't know why then we would have to do a public hearing.
And theoretically, you wouldn't even have to act on it if they got the other two to approve it, you know, so without the...
Yeah, they only need two out of three, but anything we do is going to be at a public meeting, so it isn't as if anything's going to happen, you know, that's not open to the public. So
we've been doing these for 10-plus years. And originally, the commission denied for many months applications for ag preservation districts because we couldn't get the ag department to send a representative down here to explain the process.
I remember.
Bob's probably the only one to remember that. We've been having a public hearing for quite a while on it. But that
previous chairman was adamant.
Ever since the date of that discussion with the ag department explaining it, we've since granted everyone that's come before us. I mean, the difficulty with me the whole time has been, why did the farm group not have to hold a public hearing? But we did.
Yeah.
And as Ben said, there's takes two votes out of three.
Right.
Everyone that we deny got approved.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, I could have issued the legal opinion that you don't need to have a hearing. We could do it that way. But since it's been this historical practice, I wanted to, and Lawrence agreed that we should bring it back in front of you all to decide how to do it.
I think that's reasonable. Do you need a motion, or is this just be a consensus?
I think it's just by consensus is fine.
Anyone have a different opinion?
No, I think it makes perfect sense because we're not changing the use. we're just recognizing, you know, that our, I'm more or less preserving, I guess, Mr. Ross, the land for agricultural use, so we're not changing it. It's in an AR1 district, it's not.
I think that's why they call them agricultural preservation districts.
Right.
But I do.
That's what I mean, it's not like the commission is ruling on something that might have an adverse impact on the neighborhood. I don't think we need a workshop on this one.
Well, I would say if there's a consensus of the commission to agree that it's just a other business type process.
Yeah.
Right.
We still would give it an ag preservation district number for our use because we keep files on.
Right.
Because 3 years down the road, the neighboring property might decide he wants to be an extension to that ag preservation district. And we get those automatically and you don't see them because they're extensions. And they can be within, if I remember right, 3 miles of another ag preservation district. And they butt right up to subdivisions.
Non-contiguous?
Non-contiguous.
Wow.
And if you have one that's over 200 acres, you can't do an expansion of 200 acres.
Has to be its own.
Has to be its own.
Yeah.
I never figured that out either.
I thought it was 2 miles, but yeah.
It changed to 3.
Yeah.
We have to notify them within 3.
Changed to 3, but if it's more than 200 acres, they got.
No, we have, yeah, it's 3 miles.
You know.
Might be more than that even.
More than 3 miles, the horse gets tired.
Okay, then. So it appears that we've reached a consensus.
Great.
Okay. Are we good? Great.